Now, Christmas can tend to bring out the martyr in a lot of people, I think. But my next guest says that you should put yourself on top of your own Christmas list. Wellness coach Dervla O'Rourke, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm in great form now.
Okay, so listen, you're basically giving people a reminder to check in on ourselves at this time of year, as well as looking after everybody else.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I think it all goes a bit chaotic, doesn't it, in the weeks leading up to Christmas. And I think a lot of us have a lot going on in our lives. And I just made a decision a few months ago. I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to get stressy. And I did make it. I think it was about September. I was like, I'm not going to get stressy coming up to Christmas. I'm going to put things in place that make it a bit more present, a bit more enjoyable for myself. And that's what I've done. And then I reached out. I have a fabulous community of brilliant women on Dervla.ie. And I reached out to them and I was like, right, ladies, what do we want to do in the weeks leading up to Christmas to feel good and to just feel like we're on that top of our to-do list, not even necessarily on the top of it. I'd say just putting yourself on it at all, I think, can be a really difficult thing for people. So we've been putting stuff in place and yeah, it's been really fun already. Like we do these walk and talks. We started these walk and talks on Sunday and it was interesting because I was in the car coming in and I was listening to Blind Boy and loads of what he was saying was totally resonating with me. And I think we've all lived through this slightly mad time and we're still in it. And one of the things, like when I was speaking to my community, is that people wanted to feel engaged, they wanted to feel connected, they wanted to feel supported with other people. And like a simple thing like going for a walk for 60 minutes, meeting someone, being outside, trying mm-hmm. to be in that moment, not thinking of the 100 things you have to do, like going, isn't that a lovely tree? You know, isn't this a nice chat? Like, what are we talking about now? What's going on in other people's lives? What's going on in my life? I think that human connection is really, really important. So that was definitely something that I wanted to think about coming up to Christmas. And
yeah. And listen, I think it did get a lot of people through last winter, didn't it? And, mm. and like Pete Lund this morning suggesting maybe it's time to kind of revive, get the puffer back out and walk and talk. Now, so I think Pete Lund would get the warm coat last winter was, I think it was a great piece of advice that a lot of people took on board. You think that people should also get a hi-vis, which sounds it's a very basic thing and everything. And look, they're not attractive. But actually, I have been starting to think recently when it's dark around 4:30 or whatever and you're out and about, that maybe it's time to invest.
Listen, Brendan, I'll get you a lovely hi-vis, right, that you look fabulous in. Yeah, isn't it funny, like, the things that we put up as barriers to ourselves to getting out? Like, just get yourself lit up, be seen. There's a fab lady, Joyce, and she's a company as bold as, and she started stalking me, like, I have an online shop, and she started stalking us with these hi-vis that I promise you looked really cool and headbands to match them. And we put them there in the shop, and they almost sold out immediately. Like, our people went mad for them, and I was there going, yes, hi-vises, like, hi-vis is the new little black dress for Christmas, because we're not going anywhere really probably in little black dresses. So let's light ourselves up, get out, get moving with other people, feel connected. Like, we live in Ireland and I know we all moan about the cold. I do it as well, but actually it's relatively mild here compared to most places. And I think just being able to get out and move and just kind of feel that bit of joy from other people, because it is there, even though we're living through, you know, tough times.
Yeah.
People have that joy and people have the crack. Like, I had savage crack now last Sunday out in the walk with my women, just going, this is just a laugh. Like, I ran away from the kids for the hour and I was like, this is lovely now.
There's just do it geographically, get out of your world and get away from all that stuff. The other thing, though, about the hi-vis thing is like that reclaiming the evening as a time actually is like, because you can tend to know at this time of the year, like whatever, you have dinner or whatever and you can tend to then go, OK, so it's dark, it's cold, it's not inviting. So you just like veg in front of the TV for the evening or whatever. But actually, there is time there to be reclaimed to get out and get a bit of air and stuff, isn't there?
Oh, totally. That's where I reclaim my time. Like I have, so my kids are 2.5 and 6.5. So that time between like kind of 5:30 and 7:45 is, you know, the madness in the house where it's like, I don't know what you're trying to control, but none of it really makes sense until they're eventually asleep. And then you're like, okay, that makes sense. And the temptation is just kind of get a bit cozy, isn't it? And watch a bit of Netflix. But I think you will feel so much better. And like, we know, like without kind of harping on, like we know we feel so much better after that bit of physical activity. Mm. And it's so good for our headspace. It helps us sleep. Like, how many of us struggle to sleep? And like, if you can get out, you know, as I say, light yourself up, make sure it's safe. I think meeting people is really important. For me, it's something that is brilliant for my headspace to just meet for a chat and get moving and just get the steps in and do it in a safe way. And it's just fabulous. And then I just go to bed, sleep like a baby. But if I don't do that, I find I have all the thoughts like going through my head. I'm like, okay, I need to do this when I wake up. I've got all these emails going on at work. This is what I need to do with the kids. You know, all these things are happening, the food list, everything. So it's amazing how a measure like that can help you a couple of nights a week.
Simple little thing, yeah. Because, you know, we are told, like, and I think women with small kids, like yourself there, are always told as well, you need to carve out time for yourself. But it's not that simple, really. Sure, it's not.
No, Brendan, it's funny. Like, and you know what I say a lot of the time to our community, because this is how I feel. Like, no one's going to give it to you. So, like, my kids and like my husband's best in the world, but he's not going to turn around and say to me, you know, it'd be lovely now for you, like, is to go and do a Pilates session or to be on your own for a while. Like,
would he not? No,
it's just not on his radar. Like, yeah. So,
okay, and it is now anyway.
Yeah. Hopefully, he's not listening.
He's been served in front of the whole nation,
But like, I just think you have to take that for yourself and you have to prioritize it. And it is like you said something at the start, like about, you know, we're being martyrs. And like, whenever I say to anybody, like in my house or, you know, my parents and stuff, now I just drop my daughter to my mom on the way here and like, not a bother, sure. But like, if I don't say it, nobody knows. So I think you have to take responsibility for your own time and be like, do you know what? I need to do this because it makes me feel good, which is, first of all, the most important part. But also, I'm a little bit better for everybody else when I'm minding myself. And that's something that when I retired from professional athletics, like it took me a while to realise that, because I spent years training to compete and run really fast. And then I didn't kind of appreciate that actually I was really healthy from it. And then I retired and I was like, oh, I just need to be healthy now to feel good. Like, there's no race, there's nothing going on. It's just to feel good. And I think particularly for me, now that I have the kids, I'm like, it's more important than ever. And I can slip into that where I get so busy with work and I get so busy with the kids that I forget about myself. But then I have to catch myself. And that's why this like season of Sparkle that we put in place has been lovely for that, because I'm like, okay, let's do 2 sessions a week, 30 minutes. Like, that's not a huge ask from anybody. Let's try and get out for an hour with other people on a Sunday. Like, we have 12 locations now at the moment. Like, we've got 2 extra. So I have to shout out Sligo and Athlone, who came on board this week.
Okay.
So like those 12 locations and those women, like, and just meeting up and going out for that Sunday, and then just, you know, eating well, but not also like using food as a tool to feel good and enjoy, as opposed to beating yourself over the head going, oh, I just got a takeaway. You know, like, what can you eat that you're going to enjoy? Like, don't be worrying about things and trying to be balanced. So,
yeah, you see, I think at the moment, though, at this time of the year, right? So like, I'm unsuccessfully trying to lose a bit of weight before Christmas. Like, then then other people are drifting into starting to do Christmas eating. I'm probably doing both simultaneously, which explains why it's not working. It's a hard time of the year eating once the cold comes in and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think you need to stop worrying about one meal. Like, think about your week as a whole. So, like, how are you eating for the week? Try and get a bit organised on your Sunday evening. And, you know, what are your easy wins as well? Like, what are the stuff that, like, you're going to buy because it's simple to buy, but you know it's healthy? And then what's the stuff that you're going to cook from scratch? Like, I did a bit of granola before I came out of the house, and I had the 2 kids with me, and I was honestly juggling them. And I'm not saying I'm fabulous, but like, it was an easy recipe, so I did it. Like, I wasn't going to be doing anything more complicated, and it's a Saturday, so I had a bit of time. So I think your simple wins, but also coming up to Christmas as well, as much as Brendan, I'm sure you look lovely and you look lovely at Christmas, like, don't be putting pressure on yourself, because I think it's important to feel good and to not be kind of judging yourself off of scales or the pounds, because we can kind of beat ourselves over our heads with that like a stick sometimes. So it's kind of going, okay, what can I do to feel good? And think about food and that, because even you saying there, you know, other people and events and stuff going up to Christmas, and most of us will probably have quite small events, but like, that's social as well. And isn't it lovely to be able to be with people? So I think just being a bit kind
on ourselves.
Be nice to ourselves.
And listen, another little simple thing. You're big on water.
Yeah, I am. And do you know why? It's because I'm always, because I'm bad at it. I have to think about it. And like, I have great nutritionists and a dietitian that works with us. And the first thing they're always saying is don't get dehydrated, because if you're dehydrated, everything just feels harder. Like, and your function, everything just goes down. So I would be thinking about like sipping away in your water bottle. If you are having a few drinks, just think about drinking your water. That's something they always say to me as well in work when we're talking about food. And we're talking about this time of year. So do be sipping away on that and kind of just being a little bit, again, like being conscious of it and checking in with yourself. Like, I think if you check in with yourself, that's a big thing. Like going, have I drank some water today? Do I feel a bit rushed and a bit chaotic? Like, can I take 10 minutes for myself and just check in with myself?
Okay, yeah, I like it. I think a nudge as well with the water, like if you have water bottles around at like the strategic locations where you're doing your work or spending your day, if it's there, you'll drink it. The same as the rubbish. If there's rubbish there, you'll eat it, won't you? That's the that's the thing. Listen, just one more thing, which is, again, it's a very simple thing and you've kind of touched on it, but I do think it's worth underlining. You're very big as well on the notion of being, not doing, like being present, because I do think part of all this as well, that we're all juggling like a pandemic, work from home, kids, everything else, that we're only half there with a lot of stuff, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I sat down for a cup of tea 2 years ago with the lady, Dr. Michelle O'Driscoll, and she has a PhD in stress management. And I was kind of saying to her, I'd like to do something online with my community that will help them feel a little bit more present. And I didn't know what that was. And we started talking through that and we ended up putting on mindfulness onto the site, and it helped me massively. But one of the things, like, I would say it's for me anyway, is like I always try and go, okay, not always, because like yesterday I had a mad day and I don't think I was present at any point. But today I was going, okay, I know I'm coming in to chat to Brendan. So when I'm there chatting to Brendan, I'm just going to be in that moment. I'm going to be in the studio, taking in what's around me, you know, enjoying the chat. And I'm not thinking about all the other things I need to do today. And you know, another one for me that was really powerful actually was she was talking to me about like when I'm putting the kids to bed and reading their book, and how often do you come out of the room and go, I don't actually remember anything that I read in the book. And I was like, okay, I need to, you know, bring myself into that where I am present and I am feeling that night, because we live for those moments and those moments are really important. And and those moments are small. And like, I have a 6.5-year-old and she said to me the other night, she said, do you love the city lights, right? Honestly, I had no idea what she's talking about, because we don't live in the city. Like, and I was like, Daphne, what are you talking about? And she said, you know, sometimes I just look out the window and I see the city lights. And she was literally talking about like our local shop. She could see the lights. And she was like, they're just so beautiful. Yeah. And I was there going, oh, like coming from a child, you know, and you're going, you know, we all need to be in that moment. Like, not all the time. That's not reality. And I know we're busy and know there's lots going on. But if you can carve out those little moments where you can pull yourself back in, I think it's very powerful.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those moments will be gone. They'll be gone before you know it. Like, and you'll think, why didn't I just stay there for them instead of always thinking about the next thing? Okay, Dervla O'Rourke, thanks a million. And people can, if they want to join your community and access all that kind of good advice and lots more, it's dervla.ie, right?
Yeah, it is. And thanks for having me. It's lovely chat.
No, lovely to talk to you, Dervla. Thanks a million.